We'll speak to the Sheffield Wednesday head coach, Stuart Gray. Reflect on a 1-0 win for the Owls here at Hillsborough this afternoon in the South Yorkshire Derby against Barnsley. Stuart, left it late, but three more points.
Are we live?
You are live, yes. Okay. So don't swear.
I won't swear, no. I said to the boys at half-time, because the crowd get agitated. It's so difficult these days to play against 10 men, because what they do, they get two banks of four behind the ball. And sometimes you've just got to keep possession and work the ball down one side, come out and work it into another side and get an overload of 3v2. And we did that quite well, but the problem was our final ball could have been a lot better. And when the ball did go in the box, we could maybe got a few more men in the box. And then when we got set play, that the delivery could have been better. So the crowd get a little bit frustrated. I'm getting frustrated. Players get frustrated. But I said to the boys at half-time, don't just start tossing it in or anything like this as playing into Barnes's hand. You still have to keep working and working. And then I said, if it comes in the last minute, so be what. You've got to keep believing. And then suddenly it dropped to Chris Maguire. And I just knew there's one thing he's going to do, is he's going to shoot. And more often than not, Chris has got a great habit of hitting the target. And you could just feel all the tension lift from the players, lift from the staff, and lift from the crowd. And it's great when it happens. I feel for Danny. But the most important thing was getting the 3 points.
It was a terrific strike, wasn't it?
Well, that's Chris. Chris has got that. And he's doing a great job for us on the right-hand side of midfield. He's working up and down. Again, I think it's sometimes his combination player with Liam Palmer and Kieran Lee is fantastic. And it just wasn't happening for him today regarding his final ball, because normally his final ball is quite good. But one thing I do know is when he'll take responsibility. He won't hide. We can drown him with the ball. He'll take players on. He won't refuse a shooting opportunity. And that's all I encourage the players. If you can cross it, you cross it. If you can shoot, you shoot. I'm a great believer, again, in the harder you work, the luckier you get. He's working his socks off. He's working his socks off for the team. He's working his socks off at training. And that was his little bit of luck today.
It's pretty good, this place, isn't it, when you have a little moment like that at the end. And the celebrations were kind of, I suppose, it encompasses a little bit of the frustration was lifted that you hadn't been able to break them down. But also, what is happening here? You're now 10 unbeaten.
Well, it's, again, like I say, I've been involved in games like that where we've lost games last minute. And it's a nice feeling when it happens for you. I'm sure Danny's down in the dumps at the minute. They're thinking they've got a point with 10 men, and then suddenly we go down to 10 men, and then they go down to 9 men. So he's probably thinking, oh, well, we've still got a point. But it's not over until it's over. You've got to play to the whistle, and which we proved that today. And you just have to look at the lads when they celebrated at the end. It was fantastic to see them. But it's pleasing for the fans as well to go home. Suddenly they'll all remember Chris Maguire's strike rather than remembering the 95 minutes before.
Danny was pretty strong on Andre Mariner, the referee. And, you know, sitting here now, it wasn't a dirty game. Yet we're sat here with having 3 red cards. I think both teams had shouts for a penalty turn down that were pretty strong. What's your take on it all?
Well, I think the first sending off was 2 yellow cards, which was probably warranted, I think. And then JJ's just caught the lad.
What's he caught him with?
He's caught him with his studs. I think it's just high with his tackle. So I think, to be fair, JJ's apologised to his teammates. He feels as though he's let the team down. And again, suddenly the game has changed dramatically from when I played. Suddenly them 50-50 decisions. There seems to be a lot more red cards. And then there, lad, I just think it was probably more intent, because he's caught Jack McGomer. But it's probably the intent that the referee decided to send him off. So that's why probably Danny's a little bit grieved as such. But I think the time that was added on was obviously the sending off, so it's probably just allowed him to put a bit more time on.
On the last red card from Mellis, it seems like it was frustration because he'd not been given the penalty, more than anything. Was your heart in your mouth when you see that challenge? I think it was from Liera who brought him down. Are you thinking at that point, hang on a minute, this could be a pen?
Well, if I go back to Chris Maguire's one as well, when Chris Maguire gets booked for diving, and then I suddenly see the boy Mellis coming into the box, and you sort of take a deep breath and then you're looking at the referee's reaction as such. But then I've seen Lira's reaction to say, well, hang on a minute, you must have dived. So again, there's got to be a bit of consistency. If the referee doesn't think it's a penalty and he thinks Mellis has dived, he's got to give him a yellow card. But then he's probably, obviously, like you say, he's so frustrated and disappointed that it's probably led to him getting sent off.
three red cards in three games now. You've not got the biggest squad here. That's, I know you've got Matip back now, but this is going to test you a little bit, isn't it?
Well, it got tested today. We get tested every game at this minute. I think Gucci's come off with a bit of calf problem. So I've got five centre-halves in the
treatment. Is he going to be out for a while now?
I have no idea. I've not had a chance to see the medical staff or anything like that. I don't know if it was cramp. I don't know if it was a tweak or a tear or something like that. But we'll obviously review that tomorrow. But again, like I said to the players, is that one man's loss is another man's gain. So we'll, if I have to, I'll put some kids on the bench or something like that to gain some experience. But priorities probably change a little bit now because obviously we're down to just Lira as a centre-half. So that when the loan window opens, it looks like I'm going to have to be bringing some centre-halves in as well.
No Leuvens, what's the news?
Glenn felt a lot easier than he did after the game at Millwall. But it was one of these that you couldn't risk anyway because last thing we want him to do is tear it. There's no guarantee that hopefully he'll be back next Saturday, but it won't flare up again. But we're going into a batch of games now where we're going Saturday, Tuesday, and recovery is very, very important. And you've hit the nail on the head. Yeah, we can't afford any more red cards. I don't know where all these red cards have come from. We're not a dirty team as such or anything like that. Referees have made these decisions to give the red cards. We accept it. Like I say, is that those lads that will be missing games now will give an opportunity for maybe two or three young lads to come in and show what they can do.
One final one. The fans won't forgive me if I don't ask about this. Connor Wickham. You're probably sick of answering questions about Connor Wickham, but what is the situation there? He hasn't gone anywhere, you know, hasn't signed for anybody else. There's been some suggestions today, you know, around the ground that, you know, perhaps there's a chance he'll come back next week when the loan window reopens. What is the situation?
The situation is obviously the pleasing thing. He hasn't gone anywhere. And the pleasing thing is that the boy wants to come back here and play football. But we're obviously just waiting on Sunderland to give us the green light because, again, I think Gus has had him involved in the last couple of games for Sunderland. And one thing we do know, like I say, is that we're pegging away at Sunderland for him to allow him to come in. There's other clubs that are interested, but I just think Sheffield Wednesday is suited for Connor Wickham. And hopefully we can do some business this week and get it sorted.
Does it help that they won 3-0 today and are in good form and he's not involved?
It helps if they've got no forwards getting injured. That's probably the main thing. It doesn't matter if you win 3-0. If they've got 3-0 and got two strikers injured, that doesn't help me. Mm. So, but I'm pleased that Sunderland won. I spoke to Gus a couple of times and at the end of the day, like I say, Sunderland's player. Connor's been on the bench for them. So hopefully when the window reopens we can get some business done.
On a level of 1 to 10, where is your confidence level that you can bring him back? Is it quite high?
Oh, it's above 5.
It's above 5?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Okay.
Stuart Gray, the Sheffield Wednesday head coach, live on BBC Radio Sheffield. Appreciate your time, Stuart.